This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The international community pledged more than $1.2 billion for humanitarian and development assistance for Afghanistan on Monday, as the country teeters on the brink of a humanitarian and economic catastrophe. The United Nations has remained in Afghanistan along with numerous international aid organizations. Population faced dire living conditions from years of conflict, severe drought, and COVID-19 even before the government collapsed and the Taliban swept into Kabul on August 15th. The UN appealed for $606 million for the remainder of this year for food, health care, shelter, and other vital needs to assist 11 million people. The country's poverty rate is spiraling. Public services are close to collapse. And the UN says many people could run out of food by the end of this month as prices climb and salaries and savings dry up. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, testifying at a congressional hearing on Monday, staunchly defended the country's military withdrawal last month from Afghanistan that ended a two-decade war. Speaking to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Blinken said extending the war would have required, in his words, substantially more U.S. forces in Afghanistan and remaining stuck in Afghanistan under fire indefinitely. He said there was no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan government any more resilient or self-sustaining. Taliban insurgents took over the country in mid-August as Afghan President Ashraf Ghani fled to exile in the United Arab Emirates. The United States evacuated 124,000 people, most of them Afghans, along with about 5,500 Americans. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. North Korea says it has successfully tested newly developed long-range cruise missiles. The test happened over the weekend, underscoring how the country continues to expand its military capabilities amid a stalemate in nuclear negotiations with the United States. New Zealand's prime minister announced Monday that the country's largest city, Auckland, will remain in a strict lockdown in an effort to curb small outbreaks of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said it's clear there is no widespread transmission of the virus in Auckland. But as long as new cases are emerging, she said, there are risks. Auckland's lockdown has been extended to September 21st. New Zealand went into lockdown on August 17th. Some restrictions allowing people to go back to offices and schools were lifted outside the capital last week. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett warned that Israeli travelers who went to the Ukrainian city of Yaman for Rosh Hashanah celebrations and re-entered Israel with fake negative COVID test results will face full criminal charges. The office of the prime minister said in a statement, the Israeli government views the matter of patients fraudulently entering Israel by falsifying documents very seriously. The New York Times reported that more than 150 Israelis are suspected of using fake negative coronavirus test results to return home. Nearly 70 students kidnapped in northern Nigeria 2 weeks ago are free. Authorities confirmed the update on Monday. The Zamfara state governor said security forces freed the students from the Government Day Secondary School. He said no ransom was paid. Heavily armed gunmen kidnapped them on September 1st, continuing a wave of similar attacks in Zamfara, which prompted the state government to shut all schools. UNICEF, that's the United Nations Children's Welfare Agency, said there have been 10 similar attacks in Nigeria over the past year. A lawyer for Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Myanmar's deposed civilian government, said his client missed her latest scheduled court appearance after she fell ill on Monday. Her legal team said the 76-year-old Suu Kyi appeared ill and complained of being drowsy during a pre-hearing meeting in the capital, Naypyidaw. Min Min So later told reporters that Suu Kyi was suffering from car sickness. As she has not traveled by car over the past several weeks, she was taken back home to rest. Suu Kyi is a Nobel Peace Laureate. She's been detained since February 1st, when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide victory in elections. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.